All right, Ed, delighted as always to have you back. And let's open the travel clinic. And of course, the big news this week was a seemingly reversal from Ryanair. And a lot of people, Ed, not happy with that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's causing chaos, to be honest, because people got emails initially, Carol, telling them that they were getting refunds and that it was being processed. And now this week, everybody has got emails saying to apply for vouchers, which will be valid for 12 months, unlike the Aer Lingus ones, which are 5 years. And basically saying that if you still want a refund, to click on this link and, you know, give your details, register for this sort of a queue, if you like, or a waiting list. And then they'll get to you when the crisis kind of, when things kind of get back to normal. And of course, lots of people complaining when you click on the link, it goes nowhere. One person yesterday, Carol, was on the radio talking about waiting. They were 9 hours holding for this sort of non-existent.
Nine hours.
Yeah, I have visions, like, not being funny about it, but you'd have visions of you know, that funny thing years ago of that black phone with dust on it in a sort of a complaints department in the middle of nowhere, just ringing, you know. It's like absolutely craziness, really.
Well,
you know?
I mean, you laugh, but it is, I mean, it's extremely frustrating. And that actually brings us on to the first email that we got in, the first question, which comes from Celine Jameson, who said that she received an email from Ryanair on the 21st of March to advise her that her flight to Murcia had been cancelled.
Yes.
And she completed the refund application form. They confirmed that the refund request would be processed within 7 working days. Payment would show in her account, etc. And then yesterday received an email from Ryanair with a voucher with an expiry of April 21. Now, she doesn't want to accept the voucher. She's tried to get in touch with Ryanair and no joy there.
Yeah, basically, that's it. I mean, just, you know, imagine, Carol, like, you're told, you know, we're issuing refunds in line with the EU Directive 261, da da da. And now, then all of a sudden, you think, that's fine, I'm getting my money back. You've planned for that. And all of a sudden, now you're being offered a voucher, you know, and you think your refund is being processed. I think that's the worst part of this, because, you know, you either do it or you don't do it. And most other airlines, Carol, aren't giving refunds. So there was no, you know what I mean? So, like, they're giving really good terms, though. Like, as I said there to Aer Lingus, giving a voucher for 5 years with a 10% bonus on top of it, at least that's acceptable to a lot of people. But this now, and the problem here is, you know, if you don't want to accept the voucher, it says, please click here to contact us. And, you know, we invite you to use your voucher to book your return flight in the near future. It's just really, really bad customer care, I think. And, like, again, huge complaints coming in from people saying they can't get through to that. There's no link, even if you did want to do it. I mean, there's no flights to book at the moment, really. I mean, you know, Carol, the way things are at the moment, really, you know, the uncertainty, it's just completely crazy, you know. So my advice there to Celine was very simple, and it was, she's totally entitled to go on to her, get back onto her bank, debit card, credit card, and instigate a chargeback on that, because that is the best way to do this at this stage, Carol, because otherwise you're going to be going around driving yourself crazy.
And when you say, Ed, instigate a chargeback, what do you mean?
I mean that I spoke to one or two of the banks yesterday, and you're fully entitled. I mean, if someone tells you that you're getting a refund, or your flight's been cancelled and you're entitled to a refund, and then you get another letter saying you're not entitled to it, you know, or you are entitled to it at some stage in the distant future. Basically, Carol, if you haven't delivered a service or a goods, you know what I mean? If you've ordered something and you don't get it, then you're fully entitled to claim that back, to claim it back through your credit card or debit card from the bank. And it's the same in the UK as it is here. And people are just basically now, they're just getting onto their banks and they're just, you know, instigating claim back. And I mean, for Ryanair, this isn't good, because the banks will charge them any admin fee that'll be liable for, applicable, you know.
But surely, I mean, Ryanair are not stupid. Surely they would have known that this is what people would do.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, well, that's the option, Carol. That's the thing to do, because that's what I'm doing and that's what other people are doing as well. I mean, there's no answer to that. Ryanair aren't stupid. Of course they're not. But, you know, I mean, the consumer has no other recourse, really, at this stage. If you don't want to accept the voucher, your flight has been cancelled. you know, then, you know, you just want to get your money back.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a crazy situation and it's very frustrating for people. So, yeah, Sabine, absolutely. I hope that helped you. Yeah, so get onto your bank and start the process there. Okay, we got another email in and we get a number of emails to this end on this subject. This is from Catherine Noonan, who says that she and her husband are booked to go to Lanzarote in July for 4 weeks. They have a daughter there who runs a bar, really wants to try and get over to see her, and we can totally understand that. The latest advice on travel there, and what is your feeling on when we might get over? Now look into your crystal ball again, Ed.
I know, Carol. This is. I mean, you know, Lanzarote, of course. You know, number one destination again in terms of the Canaries for the Irish, and you know, not doing too bad. They have 51 cases per 100,000. The lowest figures in Spain. Just to let people know, that contrasts with us here at 307 cases per 100,000. Yeah, as of from yesterday. Now the thing here really is. I spoke to the Spanish Tourist Board about it, and they're doing a lot of work on this at the moment. But what they're basically saying is, you know, their best case scenario, Carol, at the moment they're looking at is the 1st of August. Now, they're talking about lifting restrictions, you know, in May or June. But even if restrictions would be in place until the 14th of June, like, you know, you'd be talking about leisure and tourism activities following on the 1st of August. And they're saying the worst case scenario would be sort of resuming travel and tourism, resuming on the 1st of October, with restrictions being lifted on the 26th of July. And they're looking at, you know, July, August, by the time it filters through, that's what they're looking at there. So, you know, that would be something. I mean, so really July isn't looking good. That's the bottom line for Spain. It's just not looking good. In my opinion, it doesn't seem to be the case that it's going to be open for business again. And the Canaries, it hasn't been doing too bad in that, you know, they've 2,085 cases this week, 119 deaths. So, you know, not a terrible in terms of Spain, Carol, you know, like Madrid, unfortunately, the Canaries would be one of the better places. So that's all I can say at the moment from the Spanish Tourist Board. They're looking at best case scenario and hopefully the 1st of August. Wouldn't work for July, unfortunately, for Catherine. So I would say to get on. And if that's the case, then she's going to have to just rebook her dates, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ed. Okay. Final question here from Josephine Finn, who says that on the 28th of January, she booked apartments, Don Pepe and Torremolinos, through booking.com. Tried ringing booking.com, but a recorded message says she needs a confirmation number and a PIN from her confirmation email. She says, though, having checked her email confirmation, there is no confirmation number or PIN number, and she's been unable to get any further. What can she do?
Yeah, well, look, definitely she needs to go back and look through the history of her booking there, because she would definitely, anytime you book with booking.com, Carol, you will immediately get an email with a confirmation number. Now, and a PIN number, that would be set up, because they don't operate. That's the only way that they operate. And I've booked loads of stuff myself with them over the years, and that's how it works. But also, Carol, with booking.com, you know, when you book, you have an option to take different prices, non-refundable, refundable, etc. And you can change the dates on any booking with booking.com. You can go in and book the dates. She doesn't make it clear, Carol, there, Josephine, just what she's looking for. In fact, whether she wants to cancel or postpone, which I presume is what she's trying to do here, you know. But the other thing I would say is, if she is having a problem with booking.com, and I found that I must say they have always been very, very good. And they've really come to the party with their cancellation. They've changed all their conditions to try and facilitate people. But I would get on to the hotel directly, email the Don Pepe apartments that she was saying there, and ask them, you know, have they got the booking? Do they have the booking? Because booking.com would have sent them a reservation number, but they may not have sent them any money or payment. So she could deal with the hotel directly there. And again, if she wants to change her dates, she could talk to the hotel about that or get a reference from them. But definitely, I just think, Josephine, you definitely would have got a reservation number. Otherwise, there'd be no reservation. The chat, the booking.com chat line, Carol, is also very, very good. And emailing them is very, very quick. So I would go down that route, as I said, but I would also email the hotel directly and check that, you know, give them her, if she just gives her name, then they should be able to bring up the booking straight away on that as well.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. ed@traveltalk.ie is the email address. If you have any questions, we're going to continue to do this every week as long as we keep getting the questions coming in. As I said, ed@traveltalk.ie. And on a lighter note to finish off this week, German tourism have come up with a rather nice idea.
Yes, Carol, absolutely. As we're all discovering loads of things from home now, discover Germany. Discover Germany from home. Why not indulge yourself in all things German from the comfort of your own home while travel is on hold? And they've come up with a lovely campaign there, hashtag Discover Germany from Home. And it basically, if you go on there, Carol, you can go all over Germany and you can listen to Beethoven and all this wonderful music while you're doing it for a quieter minute. Sit back and relax and lose yourself in the sounds of Germany. And again, they say basically dream now and visit later. And germany.travel is the website. But I had a look at it, Carol, and I have to say, very, very soothing and very relaxing. And in fact, you know, the best we can do at the moment.
How lovely. How lovely. So what was it again, Ed?
It's a hashtag. It's Discover Germany from Home. And if you go on to if you're looking at the website, Carol, it's germany.travel. And then there's a big banner up there and just click on it. And as I said, you can sit back and listen to the music of the sounds of Beethoven as you're traveling around the lovely forests and lakes of Germany. Very nice.
Very civilized. Very civilized, I have to say. All right, Ed, as always, thank you for that. We'll put that information up on the Travel Talk website and I will look forward to chatting with you again next week. And once again, the email address, ed@traveltalk.ie. Take care of yourselves. Stay safe there. Ed, we'll chat next week.
You too, Carol. Thanks a million.